Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Welcome back to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, and I hope that your week is off to a great start. Every single week, you have the opportunity to start taking action in your business, to start trying something new, to get out of your comfort zone a little bit and push yourself closer and closer to that result that you want. So if you don't already know what you should be working on, you're not sure what to do next, just do something. Do something that you think is going to move your business in the right direction. Because when you do something, you take action, what you really need to be doing starts to become more clear. So if you're sitting around just waiting to have the exact right task fall on your plate, well, it's not going to happen until you start taking action. So every Monday, check in with yourself. How did last week go? What could you do well that you also did last week in this new week? What didn't go so well that you could change in this upcoming week? So don't wait for another new year to come around. Do this every single week. And that way, when you can do one new thing, take on one new task in a week, you're going to be so much farther ahead. All right, enough about that. I want to answer Greg's question today because he wrote in and asked, I feel like starting my web design business is taking a lot of time. What are some steps that I can take to succeed faster? So this is an interesting question. And Greg, I'm really glad that you asked this because I know, especially from those beginning steps, it does feel like this beginning stage of your business is going to go on forever. And we often have all these tasks that we're trying to figure out simultaneously, which doesn't help, from getting our own website and promotional material ready, figure out who we're going to serve, how we're going to serve them, learning skills, trying to attract clients. It's a lot, especially when you don't have a plan, you don't have any blueprint for really moving forward with that. And so I have a few recommendations for you about how you can start seeing the results faster. One, I have already mentioned at the top of this episode, which was just take action, even if you have no idea what the right action is, to start taking that action. Because that is the only way you're going to gain the clarity that you need to determine what the right steps are. Otherwise, they're not going to fall in your lap. But beyond that, there are still a few things that you can do. The first is you want to use the advice, the resources that is available to you. So here on the podcast, on the website, I do my very best to answer questions. I do my best to be able to provide as much insight and information as I can to help you get your business started, because that's what I want more than anything, is to see as many entrepreneurs as possible start their own business and to see real results with that. And so I say to listen to the advice, to take advantage of the resources that are available to you, because I see many entrepreneurs try to listen to what is out there, to hear the steps that they should be taking, and they think, well, you know, but I think I'm just going to try it my own way. And so when you're starting out and you don't have the experience, you don't have the knowledge, and then trying to create your own path, and that's where things can take a little bit longer. So this doesn't mean that you can't do things in your own way and add your own creativity to it. But if you are getting specific advice about how to move forward, do it in that way. And then you can always branch off from there, expand from there, but start out getting some initial results and don't try to reinvent the wheel and do everything completely differently than what's being recommended to you. I just see far too many people just aren't actually acting on the advice that they have, on the resources, the tips, the strategies that they find. They actually are just out there spending even more time looking for more and a whole lot less time acting on it. So always do an evaluation. You know, how did I do last week? Did I spend all week learning, or did I actually start implementing, taking action on what I was learning in the past week, and then reevaluate and change course as need be? Now, the next thing that you can do to speed up the results that you are getting, to start succeeding faster, in your words, Greg, is to get a mentor, to find someone who has knowledge, who has experience and is going to be able to help give you the action steps that you need to help move you forward a lot faster. So it really is just bypassing that whole learning curve that you have to go through. And not that you don't need to gain your experience and learn what you need to do, but this changes the relationship with learning a lot because you spend more time in action and a lot less time in learning, and your learning is very targeted. So this is exactly what we do inside Local Growth Agency. But whether you are a member of Local Growth Agency or you have a mentor somewhere else, make sure to do that and to access the knowledge and experience that is already out there to help bypass your own learning curve and take the experience and learning that someone else has already had to go through so that you don't have to do it yourself as well. Now, another option for you is to consider buying a pre-established agency. So looking for agencies that are out there that either serve who you want to serve, if you already know that, if they provide a service that you would like to provide, or if you're just not sure of anything that you want to do and you're just looking for, I need just a game plan for how to figure this out and get this agency going, and it doesn't matter exactly what that looks like. You know, these are some reasons why you may want to consider buying an agency, because this allows you to have that instant cash flow, to have some clients already there established, and then it really just bypasses all of the things that you have to go through at the beginning stages of setting up your own business. So those are a few things that you can do to make sure that you are listening to the advice, taking advantage of the resources that are out there, and actually acting on it, most importantly. You can also get a mentor, and you can also acquire an existing agency to bypass that learning curve and just to have that blueprint in front of you that already has that momentum building. So just make sure that in addition to those three options that you are also reevaluating every single week. Don't let a long period of time go by, such as a month or a year, even a quarter, before you are reevaluating how things are doing. So make sure that you are checking in on your progress, noting the good and bad, and how you can change course every single week. And evaluating yourself in that way is going to help you move forward much faster too. So Greg, thank you so much for asking that great question. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, please head on over to portableentrepreneur.com/podcast and you can ask your question right there. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.